bully who had always picked on me at school unexpectedly took my virginity at a party. I thought our relationship would change, but he continued to tease and mock me, and kept flirting with pretty girls around him. And to make matters worse, I became pregnant. I held the pregnancy test in my shaking hand, staring at those two bold lines. It felt like a punch in the gut. Positive. From the other side of the bathroom door, Mom called out, "Sweetie, everything okay in there?" How could I possibly tell her that her 17-year-old daughter ended up pregnant by a guy who now acts like I'm something he'd scraped off the bottom of his shoe? She was going to be crushed. I slid down the wall, hugging my knees as sobs tore through me. The door creaked open. "Raquel?" Mom sank to the floor beside me, pulled me into her arms, and gently stroked my hair. "It's okay. We'll figure it out. Together. What am I going to do?" My voice broke as I looked into her tear-brimmed eyes. "I'll be with you through every step, no matter what you decide," she said, squeezing my hands. She gave me the kind of comfort only a mom could give. "I'm sorry I disappointed you," I whispered. "Stop," she said firmly, cupping my face. "You didn't disappoint me, ever." I cried harder, telling Leo was next. "Just walk up to him and say, hey, remember that one night? Surprise, you're gonna be a dad, but not so simple." He was always surrounded by his loud, cocky crew, and I couldn't get a word in. I passed by him in the hallway, trying to stay invisible, but luck wasn't on my side. He stuck out his foot, and I went flying, my book scattering across the floor. Laughter erupted. I looked up. His cold blue eyes met mine, full of something that felt too close to hate. "Look at her in her natural habitat," he sneered. "Bet you spend a lot of time on your knees." The laughter stung more than the fall. I clenched my fists, willing the tears not to fall. I stood, gathered my books, and faced him. "I hate you." His expression flickered, just for a second, before he snapped back. "The feeling is mutual." That was the moment it clicked. He didn't deserve to know. He didn't deserve to be in my baby's life. My child deserved better. I walked away, wiping tears I swore he wouldn't see. He noticed. His gaze softened, and his mouth moved, but I didn't hear it. I was already gone. That was the last time I saw him. The next day, Mom let me stay home. We packed up our life and drove away, leaving Leo and the heartbreak behind. Just me, Mom, and the tiny life growing inside me. 7 years later, life had moved on. My boys, yeah, twins, were my whole world. We were back in town briefly, and I spotted a coffee shop. The second I stepped inside, I froze. "Leo," he looked up, and our eyes locked. I turned fast, but not fast enough. "Raquel," he called. "Let's go, boys," I said quickly, hurrying them toward the door. But Leo caught up, and then, out of nowhere, he hugged me. "What the?" He held on like he'd missed me or something. But that couldn't be. He had made it perfectly clear he couldn't stand me. Back then, "I can't believe it's really you," he said, pulling back to look at me. "Well," I blinked at him. "Was this some kind of trick? What brings you back?" he asked. I didn't answer. Then Alec chimed in. "Who are you?" Leo looked down at him, surprised, then squatted to their level. "Are you mommy's childhood friend?" Aiden asked. Leo smiled wide. "Oh wow, twins. I love twins." "Really? That's cool," said Aiden. "Yeah, and I'm your mom's old friend. We were best friends once, right?" He looked up at me with a smirk. I rolled my eyes. "We're leaving." I grabbed the boy's hands. He stepped in again. "Come on, is that really how you treat an old friend? I'll pass on the reunion tour." "Thanks," I said, trying to keep my tone light. "At least let me give you a ride home." "I insist," he added. "So do I." I turned him down again. He backed off with a nod. "Okay, take care." His smile looked real this time. I gave him a fake one in return. As I turned to leave, he muttered, "Can't believe you hooked up with someone else." I froze in place. "Great. Let him think that." I was just about to leave again, but his next question made my heart skip. He glanced at the boys. "How old are they?" Why was he asking? Was he putting the pieces together?